The equipment on the face of it may not look that impressive, but Czech defense company ERA has achieved a notable success with its state-of-the-art detection system, winning a prestigious order from NATO in Brussels against competition from companies from across the alliance. And company bosses say that that sort of recognition will go a long way to jumpstart more orders. Chris Johnstone has the story.
As a calling card, it could not come much better. While the technological prowess and success of Czech defence company ERA has been no secret at home on the Czech market for decades, the Pardubice company has now truly stepped up to the big league by becoming a supplier to the West's main defensive alliance, NATO. On Monday, the head of NATO's main agency for supplying the information technology to connect the alliance's armed forces and buy cyber and missile defence systems signed a contract with ERA managers to buy two of its Viera mobile detection systems and backup services to use them. Although the contract itself is worth just short of 434 million crowns, around $22 million, the significance is that the Czech system was selected in an open tender against more than 20 other companies from NATO countries. Field tests on the detection equipment were carried out for NATO, with the Czech Army supplying aircraft for detection and the personnel manning the systems. Undoubtedly, one of the major selling points of this Czech technology is its advantage over traditional radar detection systems, which basically detect objects by emitting signals which bounce off the target aircraft, tanks or ships. The so-called passive detection system works on a totally different basis. As the name suggests, it does not emit signals, but takes in all the electronic and electromagnetic impulses that are put out by sophisticated pieces of military hardware and fixes their position at a distance of up to 500 kilometres. Michal Stabinski is chief editor of a Prague-based monthly magazine which follows Czech and Slovak army contracts and technology. He outlined to Czech television another of the Viera detection system's advantages regarding stealth aircraft, which are normally invisible to radar systems.
If a stealth aircraft did not want to be uncovered by a passive detection system, then all the onboard systems, radio location, transponders and communications equipment, everything would have to be turned off.
The Czech passive technology has another major advantage as well. It's difficult to detect and destroy because it does not use radar signals which guided missiles can traditionally lock onto. In other words, Viera can see but can't be seen. The system is also very mobile and can be set up on a new site within 30 to 40 minutes and is usable in some of the toughest climates. Variations of the technology have been in service with the Czech Army since the 1960s. The latest equipment for NATO will be initially sited in northern Italy. Indeed, Viera technology has made the headlines in the past when the Czech government stepped in to block the export of the detection equipment to China in 2004. One of the reasons then was US opposition to the idea that such sensitive equipment could be exported to a potential rival in the Pacific. Viera is currently owned by the Czech arms exporting group Omnipol. The company's forerunner was Tesla Pardubice, a company also known for the fact that many former Czechoslovak ice hockey stars were theoretically on its books as employees.